Iambic Audiobooks and Tin House Books present How to Do Nothing with Nobody, All Alone by Yourself by Robert Paul Smith. Read by Justin Barrett. Introduction. Nothing doing. I don't know about you, but I wasted all but about 15 minutes of my childhood. Those 15 minutes were spent on a beach in Cornwall, busting a nodule of quartz out of a fist-sized chunk of flint. 30 years later, I still have it somewhere in my office, in an old coffee can. Everything else I made during those years, the swords nailed together from pickets, the forest forts that defended nothing from nobody, the poorly assembled Revel model cars with testers' paint smeared lazily on them, the Sherman tanks drawn in near-medieval 2D perspective, they're all gone now. Come to think of it, I haven't used the piece of quartz for much either. But if I want reminding of where the rest of that time went, I have this book. A step-by-step guide to grinding oyster shells against the front stoop for no reason, to turning buttons and string into buzz saws that won't cut anything, and to making paper boomerangs that don't come back. How to Do Nothing with Nobody, All Alone by Yourself is about what you do when you're a kid and have neither money nor anyone paying much attention to you, and where your one guiding principle is that you avoid grown-ups and don't ask for help. Objects made of wood by children, Smith once estimated, will assay 10% wood, 90% nails. And if his book's title also works on the same principle of youthful over-engineering, it's because a belief in efficiency and quality construction is anathema to childhood. Waste rules. And what Smith knows is that if youth is wasted on the young, it's because an adult would not waste it, and in doing so, make it not youth. These days, he writes, you see a kid lying on his back and looking blank, and you begin to wonder what's wrong with him. There's nothing wrong with him, except he's thinking. He is trying to arrive at some conclusion.